Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. And welcome to, here we are again, Carl Bott. Good morning.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Fat Bob just went screaming out of the room with his head on fire.
7:05 in the morning. And yes, we had a little bit of a computer glitch here on the morning show, but we are live here on this beautiful Wednesday.
8:05 on August the 21st here. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning. And what's weather today there?
Well, it looks like we're going to have scattered thunderstorms today. About 40% chance of that, with our temperatures reaching to about 98 degrees tonight. We again, the thunderstorm warning looks like we have that throughout Thursday night. Friday brings us back into a Sunday with temperatures around 95 and clearing up on Friday night. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Who do we have on the show today, Carl?
Well, today, you know, we've got two. You know, yesterday, a lot of things happened at City Council last night, including one to vote to buy a new building to put REUN out at the airport for $10.9 million. So Barry Tippin, who heads up REU, is going to be our guest today.
Cool.
And assistant city manager, because there was other things that happened also. They voted to raise the fees on our utilities, on three of the utilities. And they, you know, the park, they were going to raise, they talked about raising park fees too, you know, for your homes. And they fought that one down. And the ones that voted for that one was an odd consortium of, Jones, Cad, and Sullivan, if I saw that right. So they don't always get along. They don't always agree with things, but we've got a big show today. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about, including why would three teenagers just kill somebody? You know what? I want to talk about that one because that truly bothers me for a variety of reasons, but for the reason that they gave was just horrible. And this is something people need to address this, but let's start off with better news. Let's talk to our friend Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute.
Good morning,
Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are poised for another choppy day of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points at 14,977. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1649. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 2 points at 3,616. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, off a penny at $14.28. General Electric down 2 cents at 2370. Lowe's up $2.38, trading at $46.46. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 38 cents at $79.91. Pacific Gas and Electric off 61 cents, trading at $42.18. AT&T down 13 cents at $33.73. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 1/16 of a point to yield 2.82%. For commodities, gold is down $9.20 an ounce at $1,363. Silver down 9 cents at $23. Crude oil off 50 cents at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. We really like them, too. I mean, they're really good. They give great advice. And you know what? In Wall Street, trust me, in this coming year, my friends, it is going to be a roller coaster. So you want to have people there that know what they're doing, people like Susan Eastman and Steve Medak and Kathy and Chris and Josh. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop on by Park Marina Drive where they're
Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
You know, that's a great name. Yeah. You know, anyway. Okay. Thunderstorms today maybe, huh? 71 degrees out already. Wow. I mean, you know, that's thunderstorms.
Does it feel muggy?
Well, it is. Hey, Bad Bob. Okay, your hair is now not on fire, but you know, when they start talking about thunderstorms, we're more concerned about the lightning that comes along with that.
Absolutely,
now.
Because he's this first.
We got
range.
Fires right now, right?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, the local fire agencies nationwide are what are called at preparedness level 5, PL5. That means that our resources are stretched to the absolute limit. There is not enough resources available to conduct an initial attack, get a fire while it's in those very early and manageable stages. So right now, fire managers, both at the state and federal level, are scrambling to keep resources where they are likely to be needed the most, but resources are drawn very far down. Red flag warning is in effect right now for Northern California. The first portion of these thunderstorms will be quite dry, and if we have a lightning event, it is likely to result in some ignition. So asking people just to be heads up and keep tuned to the radio and be aware of what's going on.
They're also, they said they're bringing in, getting firefighters all the way from Monterey, starting to move them up, moving them back up here.
That's this resource shuffling that goes on. That's part of what my wife does, is help provide the intelligence that gives the managers the tools they need to make these decisions.
Would you know where we live, Bob? Would you say we're in trouble if our house gets in one of these?
I would say in town, you've got a lot of defensible space between you and the wildland urban interface, which is where the wildland literally comes out. The people who really the nightmare scenario for a lot of local fire managers is something starting, say, around Old Shasta with a heavy north wind and being driven south along the eastern side.
Texas Springs out there, they were fighting. They were telling us the other day they were fighting the fire themselves.
There's a lot of dense fuel, a lot of energy waiting to be released.
All right, just be aware of that, my friends. If you're driving down the road and you see somebody toss something out, or you see, a lot of times you could just be chains on a trailer that are rolling on the ground and they're sparking.
The Happy Valley fire.
How about this one? This is the one that started it out at Texas Springs. It's 108 degrees, and some jerk goes out there with the sun and shoots and starts doing target shooting. And the ricochet causes a fire. Oh. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
When we come back, I want to tell you a funny story about zombie pigeons.
Prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Ring that bell.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on this Wednesday.
Welcome back, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's for that great cup of coffee, any way you want it.
And you enjoyed your cigars while we were at Smith River.
Absolutely, right out of Tobacco and Brew. Had great, great cigars. And you walk next door, and you get the, and speaking of cigars, find his walk-in humidor in the state right there. He wanted to do a shout-out to Joe and Shelley for the owners of Tobacco and Brew about being just really great people that have supported our community for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, give us your...
All right.
Give it to us.
Headlines. And kind of news of the weird here, which you know I like to look at because, you know, once a weirdo, always a weirdo. So I'm drawn to weird things. Zombie pigeons wander the streets of Moscow, unnerving the public. Seems a rash of pigeon deaths in Moscow, as many residents on edge. Before their deaths, the pigeons were exhibiting zombie-like behavior, ignoring cars and passersby. Well, the residents say all of the birds were found to have a common intestinal infection. It's not as dangerous, it seems, to humans, according to Leonid Pachnikov, Moscow's deputy mayor of social issues. But various sources say what's felling the fowl is Newcastle disease, salmonella, and avian flu. One expert says it's just what happens to the pigeons in August following mating season.
You know, I'm not sure.
The mayor following of the social mayor. Interaction.
The
doesn't
deputy
Bob
mayor.
Kilner need one of those?
Yeah. Deputy mayor.
Oh, God. I needed that.
You know, the scary part is you're sitting there laughing about people.
Did you need it?
Getting avian disease after mating.
No.
You know, I'm not sure about that. But
no, it seems like normal behavior after becoming zombie-like and dying after, you know. Anyway, go ahead.
PFC Manning is going to be sentenced today. Manning is the one that put up tens of thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. And was begging, he was already been found guilty of espionage and many others, but you know, and he was a 130 year sentence cut down he could have gotten 130 years, but they reduced that to 90. And like I said, you know, frankly, 90's fine. I think 130 was too much, but 90's fine. But then the prosecution's got it down to 60 years. We want him to go into jail for 60 years, and his defense attorney said, no, just maybe 27. How about 27 years? And so, you know, how does that make you feel that you're in trial and your defense attorneys are saying, no, only 27, just give him 27. Come on. Take it easy on the kid who has gender identity problems that is confused.
That the new Twinkie defense thing
guess.
Going on?
No,
there?
Hey, I'm confused about my gender. Can I play on the girls' soccer team? That's the first thing. And what's the second thing would be, oh, I'm gender confused today. Oh, let's go in during the cheerleading tryouts into the locker room. All right. Before we get into the this, we don't have time right now to get into this jogger thing, but I do want to talk about the council voted to spend $10.9 million on this new REU building. Barry Tippin will be here today. We can talk about that. And we want to talk about why. Why did we need a $10.9 million building? Right now, I mean, our economy isn't like that. We've got enough police out there or that we can drive on our streets. Oh, I know it's REU, it's separate, but come on. You know what? Let's just listen to the reasons and try to listen objectively here. And they voted to raise solid waste and two other utilities, but they did vote down, finally, to reduce some of the building fees. And they're not going to increase the cost for park fees. They're almost going to double the park fees. Why? I mean, we don't, you know, right now it's probably not the time to do that. I mean, take a look around us outside. We have so many people walking on the streets, laying on the streets, defecating in doorways, urinating in the bushes, standing on the streets. They're, you know, tell me they're not blocking. Oh, I'm just playing our guitars, but there's only room for two people to walk by there. And you have that. And what are we going to do about that? What is the answer to that? We're going to talk about that too. Impossible solutions. Also, you know, we have, you know, and the county voted to put an $18,000 lien on two people. This has been going on for years. Misunderstandings. Four of the county supervisors voted to put an $18,000 lien on the Wrights property. Jim and Roberta Wright, and they've been doing this. This thing has been going on, like I said, for years. They came out, cleaned off a bunch of stuff off their property, and then put an $18,000 lien on it, 4-1 vote. Bill Chappelle didn't vote for it. The other four did, saying is that, hey, they've had their chance. This has been going on long enough, and we have to clean it up, and the rest of the county shouldn't have to pay for it. $18,000 for people that are probably not in the best of financial straits, as many other people are around here that don't have government jobs or retirements and things like that. That right there is, you know, it's one of those things that you can understand why, but you look at it and say, why? You know, does this have to happen? We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Here's some energy knowledge from Reading Electric Utility, REU. When energy is consumed, it's just as important as how much energy you consume. That is why REU is investing in thermal energy storage ice bears. REU is installing ice bears on commercial buildings throughout our community. These units store energy at night and then use their stored energy during the peak of the summer afternoon. For more information about REU's ice bear program, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of real justice. Now is the time to open the doors of opportunity to all of God's children. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. I'm Shantae Catt, Shasta College Student Senate Vice President.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundebot, good morning, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Your buddies giving great deals out there to their other fellow North State citizens. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. They're going to do great work for you. Their service department is absolutely fabulous. Reading Crown Motors. All right.
Hey, I know you wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Well, earlier you talked about the fact that something that came across the headlines today was very disturbing to us.
Oh, there's in Oklahoma, a baseball player from Australia. He's jogging down the road. He jogs past these three teenage boys sitting on the stoop. They get in the car, they follow him, and they shoot him. Kill him. The reason? Bored. They had nothing else. They had nothing other thing. They weren't doing anything else. They got bored. They took a young man's life. took a young man's life because they were bored. Have we gotten to the point, have teenagers aren't like, I mean, you can't just give a blanket statement. Well, teenagers are, you know, their emotions they wear on their sleeve, blah, blah. They're more desensitized. More desensitized to think it's okay to drive down the road and kill somebody because you don't have anything else to do? Then why in the hell didn't you shoot each other? You know? Play Russian roulette. Why would you go kill somebody?
Well, these two, three teenagers, one, the two have been charged as adults. This happened in Dunklin, Oklahoma. There was a one also 17-year-old, Michael Dwayne Jones. He was charged with being an accessory after the fact, because he had the driveaway car, using the car during discharge of a weapon. So, there are no bonds for the two who actually committed the killing part, but the other boy was, his bond has been set for $1 million.
Why do people do this? Why could somebody, you know, when you talk about, is it, you know, I mean, we can say things like, oh, they've been raised their whole life. You know, by the time they're this age, they've seen 10,000 murders and assaults on TV. They're playing video games that they just practice killing people in it, and there's blood everywhere. You can say that. You can say it's a lack of parents. What kind of family life do they have? You can say anything. Have we reached a point where three teenagers are sitting there and they decide just to kill somebody?
And
do they actually believe there's no ramifications?
And someone who is actually contributing to society.
It makes no difference.
Exactly.
It could be a bum on the street. It could be one of these homeless jerks that's sitting there laying on the sidewalk, defecating on the sidewalk. It makes no difference. To go down and just gun somebody down is bad enough. And then when you take a life that's actually trying to add to society, is that worse? Well, yeah, I think it probably is. I'm not sure on that one. Taking a life is callous enough. And then for all this whole thing. And he was. He was from Australia. He wanted to play baseball. He was playing baseball. Loved by his family and friends. Came from a small town in Australia. And it's hard for them to picture this. How can you picture this?
And then you think, you know what? You go into we think about if we go into certain countries, third world countries, wow, we can't travel there because you know that, you know, there's crime on the streets. Well, hello, America. These kids just jogging. Just probably said goodbye to his girlfriend or his mother on the phone, jogging. Hey, I'm just going to go keep fit and drive it, you know, jog down the street.
Dead. 22, something like that. You know what? It's one of those things. I have no idea. No idea how this can happen. You know, there was an editorial in the paper today. Bruce Ross wrote, you know, Patrick Jones says, look, he says, we're not going to end this homeless problem or these people on the streets. We're not going to end all this unless we stop feeding them and giving them services. And he likened it to, if you feed the bears, they're going to keep coming back. Bruce Ross says, hey, wait a minute. That's cold. That's cold. You can't liken it to feeding bears. There's people out there who have had problems. That's true, Bruce. There are. And this was what Patrick Jones' solution is. You'd stop giving away money and supplies and food to everybody. If they don't have the food, they don't have the supplies, and they're going to leave. And you said that was cold, that, you know, that there's things, you know, some people deserve to be in jail. Yes, that's true. But that, what he said was cold. But I didn't see a solution. It may not have been Bruce that wrote it. It was an editorial page in Record Searchlight. But there's no solution from that end. So what is the solution? Now we're talking about a daycare center for homeless, which, you know, is when you think about it, if it keeps everybody off the street and the city doesn't pay a dollar, but does that bring more people in here?
Of course it does.
Well,
it's a safe haven.
It is. But we're at this point here where, people are afraid to go on the trail. We talk about what beautiful trails. We want to spend more money on the trails. Had people call us and tell us that I'm afraid to go on the trail in the morning. It looks like an invasion of people coming out of the river area right there all over the trail and things happening. I mean, there's something that has to be done here. The question is what can we do? Maybe when the sheriff's on today, Sheriff Basingle's going to be on today. Let's ask him is there anything anybody can do? We'll be right back after these messages. Barry Tippin is our guest.
from the Fox Business Network. Stocks are trading lower ahead of the release of minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 36 points. Meanwhile, Target is warning its annual profit will likely come in near the low end of its forecast due to cautious spending by U.S. shoppers. The discount retailer reported an adjusted second quarter profit of $1.19 a share, 23 cents above the estimate, but revenue of $17.1 billion trailed the forecast. Target also trimmed its earnings outlook back in May after it said consumers were planning their spending and sticking to shopping lists. And Staples says its second quarter profit fell 15% from last year, hurt by weak international sales. The country's largest office supply retailer reported an adjusted profit of 16 cents a share, 2 cents below the estimate. Revenue of $5.3 billion also missed the forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. Community Talk Radio for the North State right here. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got an in-store deli that is just absolutely fabulous, and it's Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. The North State's nutrition experts. Head on down to Cypress Square. They're right there behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141. Good people. Joe and his people down there are the experts.
Again, welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning. It's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. Before we took a break, we were discussing the shootings. We were talking about the homeless. And at the break, we got a call. We got to take that right now. Jeff, good morning. Welcome. You are live on the air. What's on your
morning.
Mind?
Good morning.
Yeah, you were talking about the homeless problem. I lived in Arcata for 5 years from 98 to 2003, and they had the same problem. And they kind of dealt with them in a very pragmatic way, which really surprised me because I had moved over there from Reading. And anyway.
What'd they do?
Well, what happened was they caused the problem with, if you're single and you're homeless, I guess you get a little bit of money from the county. It's like $200 a month or something. And, it's roughly the same in every county, but Humboldt decided they'd be a little bit more generous. So they're giving like $300 or $400. Also, they had I want to call it a soup kitchen, but it was called something much fancier, but it was basically a soup kitchen, free food. And then they had, on top of that, they had the first co-op that I ever saw, marijuana co-op. Okay, so you had these three things going on, and they just got swamped with homeless people. So what they did is they passed an ordinance saying you could not sleep or sit on the sidewalk because it got really bad in the square. You couldn't walk anywhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, we've been
it was affecting people's businesses.
Yeah.
And then they all went up to the parks, Redwood Park and any park they could find. They had to send the cops up there and just run them out. And they just started cracking down. They shut down the co-op. And
so what you're saying is you've got to take charge of your atmosphere there, of your surrounding area.
Keep in mind, these people were liberals. They are so liberal. They're not even Democrats. They're green. I could not believe it.
Well, when you get enough's enough sometimes.
It got so bad where people were getting injured. You couldn't take your kids to the park anymore. They had a kindergarten up in Redwood Park. I mean, it's beautiful, but they had bums stumbling in every day. You know, and these are little kids. Anyway, but they took care of it, and I haven't been over there in a few years, but it was amazing.
Well,
and within a year, the problem just went away.
Was gone. Well, you know what? We obviously haven't reached that point yet. People are still accepting it, and even though that you're getting...
But I think
now,
the ordinance is very valid.
I think it is.
If Arcadia can do it, we can do it.
You would think. Okay, Jeff, hey thanks for
the
phone call.
Appreciate that. You know what? I think people are going to get irritated enough that they're... You know, when you hear that a business two doors down from us, that somebody's, you know, defecated in the entryway, that's disgusting.
Well, it's not just there.
And
it's all over.
Happens
all over town.
A lot.
It
we hear it every day. In Reading?
Happens all over town.
Hello?
Well, you know what? You saw people coming out of the bushes down there behind the, right down in this little park where we had, you know, we're behind, Maritime, seafood place down there that was in those bushes.
Yeah, we drove by. We saw somebody squatting in a bush.
Yeah. I mean, this is, this is Reading.
It makes me want to move here, huh?
All right.
I mean, if
let's
you're
move on. Move on. Move on. You know what? We should ask
all
the
right.
guy that's with us.
I absolutely, well, you know what? I think it's valid that we've done because it's all about part of our community. We are making movement. We are moving forward. We are doing things. So, you know, that's, everything segues, you know, that life is a segue.
Our guest is assistant city manager, Reading assistant city manager, Barry Tippmann. Barry.
Morning.
Good morning. But that's not what we brought you on was for this.
We brought you on
because you're the director of Reading Electric Utility.
That's correct.
We handed you the bill. You laughed. You giggled. You handed it right back to us. So it's,
that's an embellishment.
It's an embellishment. Yeah. No. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. A little tired.
Thanks for coming in today.
Last night you were there. We hear the meeting lasted last night till midnight.
That's correct.
Is this, does it happen? Is it midnight almost every? It seems like it's, you know, when I talk to people, it goes for a long, forever on there.
No, this is a late
really
night.
An extraordinary?
Yeah, that's a late night.
Okay. And we're going to take a break right now, but first I want to set up the question. We're going to take a break a little bit early. It was voted last night that REU is now going to, the city council voted to move forward on REU buying a $10.9 million property.
More or less, yes.
More or less. And so there's a lot of questions about that, when this came up yesterday. So that's something we brought you in or asked you to come in, and you did right away.
Great.
To come in and talk about this. We'll do that as soon as we get back. Barry Tippin, director of REU, we're going to talk about the new building, $10.9 million. Why do we need a new building? We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 7:43 in the morning here on KCNR. We love having you with us. Chat Packers, good morning.
Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his guys down there from Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers to Forever Furniture and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. Mike Huber is our builder of choice for a good reason. Give him a call, 241-7866. Estate Granite and more, 241-7866. Barry Tippin, director of REU, is with us. He's also the assistant city manager, but we're doing REU. Okay, the big question. $10.9 million for a building, a new building for REU. A lot of questions about that. REU needs a place to go to because you've been told to move because the police are coming in. If correct. I understand this right.
Police station is going to be built in that area, yeah. In that location. And you say that, police are coming in, so well, I mean, just that's a clarification.
Well, it wasn't a raid on them.
Well,
we can discuss this later. Anyway, why out at Airport Road?
Well, what we did is once we were given the final word that the police were going to come over and occupy not only the REU space, but also the space that's occupied by our Reaper graphics unit, that we needed to find new location. And so we issued a request for proposals and solicited proposals from everywhere around the city that would be able to house REU and Reaper Graphics. We need about 24,000 square feet. And really, we had two buildings that met the specifications that were necessary. One was up on Caterpillar Road. One was on Avtec. And the comparison between the two buildings just led us to the fact that Avtec was the best building. That's out on Airport Road.
That is a nice, that is a beautiful building. And, you know, you were talking about how many square foot that you occupy now. And it's about, it's straight across. There's just maybe a few more thousand feet in the new Avtec building.
Yeah, we occupy with Reaper Graphics about 24,000 square feet when you add hallways and bathrooms and conference rooms. And this building is about 28,000 square feet. Now, of course, the building was already built in 2007, so it is what it is. But even at that, it still is a better economic value than the other building that was in play.
Now you're buying land around it too?
Correct. We suggested that we buy an additional 6.8 acres. We are in need of some expansions in some areas in the not-too-distant future, and we thought it would be wise to invest in that in case the council in the future would choose to expand out there.
When you move out there, how much? What's your average daily people coming into REU?
We see anywhere from 150 to 300 people that will come into the walk-in center.
And then
we
see, that's daily.
That's daily. We see about 400 to 600 on the phones.
400 to 600 on the phones. So let's say 200 daily. So you're talking thousands during the month.
Yes.
And then so tens of thousands during the year. Do you see if this is a problem?
Well,
being as far out as you are, I mean, when buses don't run, I mean, they run like twice a day.
Actually, the buses are out there hourly.
Are they hourly?
The Airport Express has a number of different hourly stops. There's a stop right across the road from where we're at. I think a couple things that when you look at that in its holistically, you know, that yes, we're not as centrally located. Consequently, we are closer to others. We're about equidistant from everybody in Bonneview. We're closer, of course, to people off of Shasta View. So we're not, you know, totally outside of the realm of the city.
But the majority of the population is not where you're at. The majority is like down here.
Certainly, we're on the exterior. And then we also are looking to invest. Last night, the council approved $200,000, which is included in that 10.9 figure, to do some customer service enhancements. That would be cash machines that we would install at City Hall. Gives people the ability to actually pay. We may actually, depending on the cost of those, look for other opportunities to put those in different locations. So if you're paying cash or credit card, you just have to have a PIN number, you have to have a credit card and your account number, and you can just pay wherever you're at. You know, PG&E does this often.
Great. You can actually pay.
Like with a bank or something? Co-locate with a bank?
Maybe even like a Safeway or something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the, at one time, I don't know if they do that here. Do they do that in some of the grocery stores where you can actually pay your bill there?
You can for PG&E at like Walmart.
Yeah.
I've been in places before. I've lived in places before you could do that.
Right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, so you're going to make it easier. Of course, you still have the place down there at City Hall. You can just drop off your payments.
Yeah, the drop box will remain there.
The number of people you see a day, though, that they need to talk to somebody, that's going to drop off.
It could very well drop off. We're not sure. We thought that when we did the call center that we would have a certain volume of customers remaining the same. That volume has actually increased. So when we opened the call center, using that Scotts Bluff call center in Nebraska, we've actually increased the number of customers we help every day. We didn't expect that. So I believe the same way you do that number of people in the walk-in center will probably drop off, but I've been surprised in the recent past, and so we'll see what happens.
How do we pay for this? How do we, because we're all part of this.
Correct.
How do we pay for this?
Well,
and how much is that going to – you paid like $285,000 a year to the city, I guess, REU pays back to the city for rent. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Something like that.
That's correct.
How much more is this going to cost?
$177,000 more per year is our estimate.
So close to $400,000 then.
Over a period of close to $400,000 total.
A year.
Per year, yes.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah.
And so how do we pay for that?
Well, that's included in our current budget. Obviously, when we developed our current budget, we knew that this was a likely scenario, so we had estimated what those costs would be. So that is included currently in our budget. It's not an increase to our budget, and it's been encapsulated within our rate structure that we have today.
Yeah, because our utility rates have gone up a little bit in the last year. So this is inside of Well, I know ours, but you know, we had 110 or 15 socked in there. So we, you know, we felt it, but we discussed that. This is another option. Okay. So if we're in a Reading, you know, we're in a city, we definitely know the police department has got to be updated. Without a doubt. So it makes sense. There may be, if you're going to change, you're going to evolve, you're going to grow. Hopefully you're planning it now. So it's, you're doing it in the right way. It feels right to me. Okay. So the police department is going to grow. Politis created something. So it's not opulent. There's no wasted space. You're upgrading. You're technically being able to meet the challenges of what's happening now. And, all the plans that we've seen before with the police department, that makes sense. You guys are moving out to Airport Road. It's not that big of a distance between. So what? You know, people get, it takes 5 minutes to get somewhere.
Yeah, the difference is, it's about five and a half miles from City Hall to the location that we're at. Maybe six plus or minus. Depends on your route, of course. And, we understand that it's going to be a difficulty for some of our customers.
Yeah, some people can't drive. Some people, that's all they do is use the bus to get on that.
Which was important for us that we would have bus service out there. And there is the Airport Express, which runs from the mall down to the airport, essentially, and back. And it leaves at certain times throughout the day, and there's a stop on each side of the hour at Airport and Shasta View, which is where this new building is. And so there should be a fairly reasonable access via the bus.
Okay.
But you can still make your payment at City Hall. You can still make your payment. So, and you have the call center. So it makes sense. You have accessibility.
Yes, you do. You do. We got to take a break now. When we come back, are our rates going to go up to pay for this? We'll be right back. Barry Tippin is our guest, director of REU, Reading Electric Utility.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Hey, thanks for the sharing for the shout-out. That was really nice. Laughing about my zombie pigeons. I'll tell you what, when the new REU building goes out to airport, beware of zombie pigeons.
Yes, I know what the rules are, Barry. No,
hey,
I'm just kidding.
You rule breaker.
I am. Shasta Gas Propane brings us this portion of the show. Senior and veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties, and locally owned and family operated. Good people there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. We're just talking about different rules changes through here. Now, you think that, and what my contention here is one, is it going to raise our REU rates because of this new building?
No.
All right.
Because it's already been figured in the last year's budget.
And at 756, Barry Tippin said, this is not going to change our REU rates.
No,
this building.
That's correct. This is just part of our expenditures and expenses that we've included, and it's been, absorbed into the current budget. What people need to realize, of course, and it's a lot of money, but our retail revenue, which is mean that residences and businesses, is about $115 million a year. So this is $177,000 per year increase is
the old drop in the bucket.
It's within the range that we can absorb. Yes.
And how much do you collect every year?
Well, that's for retail revenue, about $115 million.
For retail revenue, okay. And how much do you spend?
We spend about $150 million.
So you bring.
We have wholesale sales. The reason for that is that you have. It's fairly complicated, but I'll try to break it down very quickly. We have various forms of energy that we can use. We have what's called wholesale sales. So we sell power and we buy power. And so part of that expenses is out buying power. But at the same time, we're also selling gas or other energy sources. So we have an amount of revenues that come in above and beyond our retail revenue. And we also have an amount of expenditures that is outside of our everyday average, doing line work and running a customer service call center, those types of things that are the above the $115 million revenue expense numbers.
Now, do we see one last thing here, and then you can do it.
You
can have the last words. Is going out to Airport Road, it's not going to be a raise in our rates.
Correct.
Two, that you believe that it could be harder for people to get out there.
Yes.
And you said that, but you've got to see what happens then, but you're going to look at different ways. Would you say you're pretty sure that you're going to find different ways for people to be able to pay?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking at many different things, including self-service suites improvements. Once we get the new billing system installed, we're hopeful to make it so that people could sign up for automatic pay from their credit card systems, et cetera.
All right. So our guest has been Barry Tippin. And I just, first of all, I would think a man in your position, tireless hours that you put into what you have to do to be in management and to be the leader of the company. So how does it feel?
Right now it feels tiring. But that's just because it was late. No, yeah. I like it.
Are you enjoying, of course you're going to say yes, but I mean, what has this added to your life experience?
In terms of electric
Is your experience.
As you know, my background is actually in civil engineering, so this is a new venture for me and has been for the last couple of years, and I very much enjoy it. I really enjoy learning and the new industry, and I'm very motivated.
You know, first of all, Barry, thank you so much for coming on today, because it could be contentious, and you've answered all the questions. You've answered, you know, I think you've answered a lot of questions.
And you're very much a gentleman.
Well, thanks a lot. Barry Tippin is on his way down to Sacramento. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. 35 years in prison for Bradley Manning. The Army WikiLeaker just sentenced at Fort Meade, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Judge Colonel Denise Lynn saying nothing to Private Manning before delivering the sentence. 35 years of confinement, reduction of rank, forfeiture of pay, and a dishonorable discharge. Manning was convicted last month on 20 counts, including espionage, for handing over hundreds of thousands of documents to the website WikiLeaks. During his court-martial here, the 25-year-old Oklahoma native apologized, Dave.
Jared Nadal Hassan is defending himself at Fort Hood, but not really. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at the Army Post.
Dave, Nadal Hassan's only words in front of the military jury were, "The defense rests." He called no witnesses. He did not testify or do anything to suggest non-guilt in the 13 murders and 32 attempted murders he's charged with. Now Hassan, the judge, and the prosecutors are discussing the proper instructions for the jury deliberations, which will include lesser offenses. Closing arguments are now scheduled for tomorrow morning here, Dave.
Eben, Syria denies this, but rebels and activists claim troops launched a poison gas attack near Damascus, killing at least 100. There are international calls for UN inspectors to investigate. Amid the political chaos in Egypt, the president forced out 2 years ago will be set free. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams, live in Cairo.
Dave, prosecutors here in Cairo say they won't challenge the release of former President Hosni Mubarak, according to the Reuters news agency. Mubarak is awaiting retrial for failing to defend protesters during the country's 2011 revolution. His original conviction was thrown out, and he's been in jail since on corruption charges. At the same time, security forces arrested two more supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi today. Dave?
Kimberly, the rise in mortgage rates not slowing the housing market. Previously owned home sales jumped nearly 7% last month. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It could have been worse in Georgia when a man showed up at a school with a gun. But the day after, they still don't know why. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
20-year-old Michael Hill faces several charges after authorities say he walked into a Decatur, Georgia elementary school and fired an assault weapon. No one was hurt. Interim school superintendent Michael Thurman says for now, a high school is being used for classes instead of students going back to McNair Discovery Learning Academy.
I want parents to know that, number one, we have additional security in place. We are here with staff, principals. We will have grief counselors.
A school bookkeeper who convinced Hill to surrender and an investigator both say the 20-year-old indicated he had not taken his medication. Dave?
Jennifer, a former judge in Texas, is going to prison. Abel Lemus, sentenced to 6 years in Brownsville on the Mexican border for turning his courtroom into a piggy bank, collecting bribes and kickbacks totaling $257,000. He pleaded guilty 2 years ago and then became a star witness in four related trials in Cameron County. Vice President Biden is in Texas. So is his sixth son.
Fox News has confirmed that Beau Biden is being evaluated at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, one of the leading cancer centers in the nation. His father, Vice President Joe Biden, as well as his wife Hallie and other family members are with him. The vice president remains in Houston today. He's scheduled to appear with President Obama in Scranton, Pennsylvania on Friday. Beau Biden took ill last week while on a family vacation. Yesterday he tweeted a picture of himself and the message, "Touched by all your well wishes, thank you." In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Most of the high school kids who take the ACT test are not ready for the next level. The testing company says only 1 in 4 have the math, English, reading, and science skills to succeed in college or in a career. On Wall Street, the Dow is falling a sixth straight day, down 37 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Here on our second hour.
Good morning.
Currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 40% chance of thunderstorms. High today of 98 and tonight temperatures around 70 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. 474-5546 out there. Dinners and brunches. And hey, let's go to our friend Susan Eastman for our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carlin.
Good morning, everyone.
We have a market that's down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 38 points at 14,964. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1650. And the NASDAQ Composite is off fractionally at 3,613. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Staples down $2.26 at 1458. Facebook up 26 cents, trading at 38.67 per share. BlackBerry down 30 cents at $10.24. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 2 cents at $21.67, North Valley Bank up a dime at $18.48, Bank of Commerce down a penny at $5.10. For commodities, gold is down $4.20 an ounce at $1,368, silver off a nickel at $23, crude oil down 27 cents at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for that. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and go down and talk to them and talk to Susan and Chris and Josh and Kathy and Steve. Or just give them a call, 243-7561. Good people down there, they're going to tell you what's going on with the stock market.
Hey, wasn't that interesting, Barry Tippin, being on this morning? I mean, really, we've got to pay attention. This is what's really going on. You know, the police department is moving. We're making changes. Don't just go, hey, what did that happen in the middle of the night? No. It was last night. They were at city council till midnight. Barry Tippin came on this morning. Is explaining to us what's happening in the interim.
Well, the building that they've just bought, they're getting ready to buy a building for $10.9 million. We need, as the people need to know why. Why are you buying it for $10 million? How much is this really costing us? And there's been a lot of things said, is that it's going to cost the city $170,000 more than $285,000, so it's $400,000 a year. But that's in their budget already. That's one thing. My question was, is what about customer service? And really, they know there's going to be an impact, but they're going to be doing different things like being able to pay downtown, maybe pay windows where you don't have to go out there for some reason. For some reason, you have to go out there. It'll take cash, pay online. You know, everything's being, you know, directed at paying online and those things. But
well,
anyway,
I'm happy
but we've
to,
got, we've
I'm,
got, you know what?
I'm really happy to have RU on our side, I'll tell you that, because, you know, I know my folks, we talk about my folks and utilities and what it costs with a lot of people. And I'll tell you, you know, when it's hot what it feels like to be able to have a good night's sleep. And I'll tell you, I know this sounds like a funny thing, but personally, you know, as I get older, I don't want to have the conversation that I have with my friends about my aches and pains. I want to feel rested, and I have been feeling rested since I've been on my new mattress.
I'm for Sleep Number and our new dual air technology. And what's your number?
I am. I've been holding at 45.
I know, and I go between 40 and 35. because
maybe it's not just like that 45.
I mean, just like that 45. Well, you know, our guest Sheriff Tomasenko carries a 45.
That's so, right.
You understand.
So, anyway, but are you overdue for a new mattress? You know, you can go to any mattress store and get sold something. However, on up to this Labor Day, you can go to a Sleep Number store and get a bed of your choice here. It's one of, it's the biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses are starting at $599 and saving an incredible 40% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set.
What's your number, Carl?
My number's 35. And you can adjust each side of the bed to your level of comfort. Now, like Tom looks like he might be maybe a 45. And maybe his wife is a 30.
Whatever, however you
but
like
see,
to
any
sleep.
Any way you want to sleep there.
Sure. Maybe sometimes, like, again, if you've had a long day or it's super hot and you've had, you're exhausted, you've been at the lake, you've been skiing, you've been shooting, you've been, whatever.
Resting bad people.
Yeah. You may need to have more fluff around your body or you may need a harder bed. Whatever floats your boat. That's what I like about it.
Well, you know what? Now we're incorporating the sheriff in this, but then he's going, keep me out of this. Keep me out of this. Okay, we're not. Okay, Vay, find your Sleep Number setting today at a Sleep Number store near you. In the Target Shopping Center. Head on down to ours in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number stores. All right. And our guest is Sheriff Tomasenko. We're going to take a quick break here.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
You know what? We always appreciate you coming in here.
I always love being here.
We have some questions, too, about some things people are sending me in the mail that sheriff's taking stands.
Good.
And, you bet. We can talk about that.
I would love to talk about that. And then the possibilities of the AB 109.
Yeah, more realignment stuff. We can talk that. That's not a problem.
And then there's a couple other things we all want to talk about.
You bet.
We'll be right back. Sheriff Tomasenko.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 73 degrees, going to go up to in the 90s today. And it looks like we might even get some thunderstorms. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. We were down there on the lake, and I can't tell you what a great time it is. Get yourself a houseboat, a ski boat, a patio boat, jet skis. They've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, give them a call, 238-2383. Or go to lakeshasta.com. We're getting ready. We're going to do another one of those. We're going to go out there on the lake again.
That was a blast.
We're in September and just have another day out there where we do a remote from the houseboat. It's great. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest.
Good morning.
You know,
morning,
gosh, it seems like it's been a while since we saw you. I know we missed a month because you had a lot of things that were going on all over. Right. But
we always try and get in about once a month.
10,000 more.
Yes. The governor has been ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court to release 10,000. He is trying to do everything he can not to do that. And he is researching. We get briefed on this all the time. Excuse me. He gets, is trying to look at housing inmates out of state, continuing that process, trying to get some contracts with jails. Now, granted, nearly all the jails in California are full and having releases, but there are a few counties that have some room, Alameda being one of them. And I think he was also looking at Kern, but that's still only going to be 1,000, maybe two. They are looking at changing who they put into work camps, the fire camps, but that means probably raising the level of the offender that goes in there, a higher level offender. That could be a problem for staff and for public safety with the firefighters that go out on the line, the conservation camps or the conservation they do in the off season along the highways and in our communities. So that's a concern that we are also tracking. The governor really does not, got a little cough today.
I was going to say,
the governor really does not want to release more people, but he is being forced to by the federal government with the federal judges.
Well, they've given how many years? 10 years?
For this
to be cut back, and the only thing that's happened is they've added more. This is above our pay grade right here. But what we're looking at is the impact it's going to have on us. Since we've sent per capita a lot out.
We have. We get more back.
We're going to get more back.
That's correct.
Well, we're already at capacity again.
We have been at capacity since 1993. Yeah. And then, with the impacts of AB 109, low economy, raising crime, it's just exacerbated the problem.
And the crime we've got our arms around it, it seems.
Yep. It kind of plateaus, but you see usually
it's still going up.
Every day, crimes of violence, that you see with stabbings and some shootings here.
You got guys, are they fighting the sheriffs?
They are. You're getting more arrests, comes with that pursuit as well. And we're also seeing a little bit more violence in the jail, of inmates fighting each other because of inmate hierarchy of those that have been to prison. And so we're getting more of those in the jail as well.
It was a racial thing the first time.
A while back, in May, there was a racial conflict between African-American inmates and Caucasian inmates.
Everybody refused to talk, though.
That's not uncommon in a jail setting or prison settings. They refused to talk, and the DA was unable to file charges or complete it. They have to drop charges.
Is there a problem there?
With the
racial conflict in the jail?
No, generally it's not.
Is this the first time?
That's the first time I'm aware of in any recent times, yes. Uh-huh. And you could probably see that being more often occurring as we get these more sophisticated inmates back that have been to prison. In prison, you have completely different camps of inmates. You have the Hispanics and their gangs, and you have the African-Americans and their gangs, the Caucasian and their gangs. And there's whole separate areas in prisons and certain things if you're a Caucasian, you don't go to one side of the yard or you don't use a certain phone. That's all for other ethnic groups. And if you do, then you can be in trouble and get hurt.
Most everybody has to join one of those factions.
Usually you have to join a gang in prison and be part of it to survive.
Okay. About a minute left here on this. With the new bad guys coming back in, we're plateauing in our crimes. They're not going, but where we got our arms around them, it's less, you know, I mean, it's dropped the number, but we're still higher. And are you, what, for the sheriff's department, I know that's the city, but the sheriff's department, we've seen the same thing. More and more crimes out there because you're stretched thin.
Theft crimes are definitely up a bit, and we're seeing a huge, increase in theft of metals, copper primarily, stealing phone lines, anything copper they're taking. And that's causing a huge issue. A while back, a couple weeks ago, there was about 2,000 plus people that was out of service off of Placer Road for phone service. Maybe you were affected by that, Carl. But that was because somebody was trying to steal copper phone wire, but they cut a fiber optic line, and that took down about 2,000 customers out there.
Oh, I think that was beyond us. Well, of course,
who knows? It was a little bit farther west.
Yeah, we don't answer the phone anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is, of course, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. And when we get back, Tom, I want to talk about I received something in emails about sheriffs taking a stand here.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that and some new numbers that have come into our county. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks. So stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Outside the wire. The fringe. The conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Element's is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Check out our new menu along with our new River Club discounts. Element's Restaurant, only at Wind River Resort and Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Play high-stakes Indian Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play Bingo's Make and Paper session on Sunday, August 25th. 20-game marathon regular games pay $11.99, paper $35, electronic $100. We're the only place in town to offer a free breakfast buffet with your bingo buy-in every last Sunday of the month. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Play in our 20-game marathon on August 25th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. Leaving ceiling fans on in unoccupied rooms wastes energy. The motor in a ceiling fan consumes energy and generates heat, costing you money. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Good morning. It's 74 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Hey, tomorrow night is pizza night. at the ranch, out at the ranch. Give them a call. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We love these guys. In fact, we signed a deal with them where we could be able, they can come out to our house twice a year, which is a great idea where they're going to, you know, look at the air conditioning, the heating, just up, you know, make sure, keep the, you know, like changing your oil in your car. They just keep it up. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, you can get service first with the quality you can count on. Love Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call. 221-2642. Put that in your phone. 221-2642. Or go to homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Our buddy's there, Martin and his gang. Sheriff Tomasenko is our guest.
Good morning.
Okay. I got something in the mail that said that NorCal sheriffs had signed a document saying they were not going to enforce, these new laws that, the Democrats have passed in Sacramento.
Well, as of right now, there are no new laws that have been passed. They're still in present, going through the legislature. The only one that made it to the governor's desk and he signed was a raid on the dealer record of sale funds of about $24 million to fund Department of Justice agents to form task forces to go after the people that are on a list called the Armed Prohibited Person. We refer to them as APPS, APP. Uh-huh. And that is going. All the others between the banning of semi-automatic weapons with box magazines, detachable magazines. That's still going through the legislature.
My 1022.
Your 1022. The,
that I just bought.
Ban on, high cap mags. That's still going to the legislature. The permit to have a background and purchase ammo is still going to the legislature. So they haven't made it to the governor's desk.
Brian Daly, Assemblyman Brett Daly was on yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know you were listening. He just named off like 10 of them. He goes, this isn't all of them. And it is the most egregious, run on gun owners that I can ever remember. I mean, they want to take everything. They want to make it illegal.
Correct.
They want you to register everything. I mean, if all these pass and they get up to him, get up to the governor and he signs them, I mean, my gosh, what are you going
to
do?
What we plan to do is there's about 30, pro-gun Second Amendment sheriffs in the state out of the 58. And about 10 or 12 of us are pretty vocal. If these make it to the governor's desk, we want to try and set up a meeting with the governor and talk to him about these bills and try and encourage him to veto them of the ones that are making through there. If not, we can probably get a phone call into him, to his staff. But usually he makes time to see with the sheriffs.
I would think if 30 sheriffs showed up there and said this, that would be – and then a bunch of people go down there at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I stay in contact with the gun owners of California, Sam Paredes.
And, Sam's going to be on next week.
Oh, good.
Sam will be on next Wednesday.
Excellent. And then with the NRA representative, his name is Ed Worley. He's down in the Capitol as well.
Uh-huh.
But stay in touch with them. They keep me advised of what's going on.
This is just it's horrendous as far as I'm concerned. And we're right in the middle of it, and they're passing. You would think, why is this continuing like this? It makes no sense for us.
And it really will not impact or lessen crime, because the criminals will continue to do what they do, commit crime. They won't pay attention to the laws. They're not going to register their weapons. They're not going to turn them in. They're not going to say, oh my gosh, I have 11 rounds in this magazine. That's illegal. It's going to continue to have problems with it.
Absolutely. And it makes no sense at all, except now it forces law enforcement to make a decision.
Correct. And our primary job, of course, is to we all take an oath to uphold the Constitution, but then our job is to enforce the law. And so if it is the law and then we choose to selectively not enforce it, then that could be an issue with carrying out our responsibilities. It really puts law enforcement in a difficult situation.
It does, but law enforcement by nature is a selective enforcement of laws.
No, you still have them. You can use them when there's a, violation. And there's some that are obviously occur more often than not. Thefts, drunk driving.
Yeah,
we're out enforcing those. Or if there's an issue such as drunk driving, you have DUI checkpoints and saturation patrols to hit things like that.
But you still got the option.
We always have discretion.
You have discretion. That's
correct.
And that's the word I'm looking for is discretion. This is my hierarchy of crimes.
prioritizing it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way we did it in the military. This is my priorities of fire. Mm-hmm. And because I don't have unlimited fire support. So this is what I want to hit first.
Right.
And if this down here is, oh, gee, this guy's got a 1022. Let me check and see if that's registered. That may not be in my top 12. Anyway, the other thing, on this is, I don't know if we have enough time here. We got like about a minute left there, minute and a half. The number of concealed carry permits is gone up.
Up, predominantly throughout California with those pro-gun sheriffs. Mm-hmm. We have about 5,000 active CCW permits in the county, which is very high for a county of our size and very high per capita. But other counties like Sacramento, they have had a different sheriff come in 2010, and they're up to around 4,000 to 5,000 as well. For they think they got over a million population in Sacramento County.
But they can't even keep up with it.
They can't. Stanislaus, El Dorado, they've all seen increased numbers for the demand of CCWs here.
And the sale of weapons, Shasta County is?
A while back was in the news that Shasta County per capita was number one in the state for, weapon sales, firearm sales, only to be exceeded by Colusa County, which was number one in the state for long gun sales, primarily shotguns, because they're the duck hunting mecca of California.
Oh, how interesting. All this is kind of...
But we don't see law-abiding citizens going out and committing crimes.
That's the thing.
Criminals still go out and commit the crime.
Okay, we come back. That's one of the questions I want to ask. How many people with a concealed carry permit... Do you, if that's a problem or not? We'll be right back after the news. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. Okay.
Bradley Manning is sentenced to 35 years in prison for giving U.S. secrets to WikiLeaks. During the proceedings, the judge first downgrading Manning.
Private first class to private E1. She then told him he is dishonorably discharged. He's going to have to forfeit all of his allowances and pay.
Fox's Peter Ducey outside the courthouse. Manning getting about 3.5 years credit.
From where most of the press was sitting, it was impossible to see Manning's reaction, but we know he did not say anything, and that was it. The maximum possible sentence was 90 years, according to the judge. The U.S. government said they wanted at least 60 years. They wanted him in jail till he was 85. His defense team said they thought 25 was fair because they thought he was a whistleblower.
And in the Fort Hood shooting rampage, Major Nidal Hassan resting his case without calling any witnesses. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Oh, we're having a little bit of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, our guest this morning is our sheriff, Tom Basinko.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
What was that? A little hand movement.
I should show you. No,
you were like, hey, wait a minute. It's my minute. I get to tell you about, you know, man's
stronghold.
Man's last stronghold.
Oh, okay.
It looks like Carl's about ready to go in and get a trim.
Last
too.
Man.
I'm ready. I'm ready this week.
Last I had man one. Standing He's stronghold.
Every other week I try to get down
there. He's almost ready to start getting that ponytail going on.
I know. He needs his
Cypress
neck.
Square Barbershop. Right in Cypress Square, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? It's a great place to get a haircut. Everybody I know goes there that gets haircuts.
All right.
Except you. And you go close to it. You walk by
right
it.
Next door. Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR. 1460? You just put your hand up again. Now what?
Nothing.
Oh, can I say something?
He's just waving.
Good morning, Tom Basinko, our sheriff.
Good.
We were talking at the break, and we love it. It's always the good juice that we bring forward to the next. Recently, there was an article in the Searchlight about that we feel like was kind of misinforming our audience and our public and our citizens here that you all got raises.
Yes, that was in the paper, but that was incorrect. There was a wage increase, benefit package increase for the probation officers of Shasta County. But the way the article read, it also included deputy sheriffs and marshals. That's a completely different bargaining unit.
So it wasn't the deputy, you know, and that's the way it was read. In fact, that's the way we talked about it. Said, hey, you know, and the way we feel is that you know, your door kickers, the guys out on the street, let's find out a way of keeping them and, in this. And that was the impression I got. It wasn't until the next day when I was reading the next article that said, oh no, this is not about the deputies. This is just the probation guys.
Correct. And that did get approved, but the Deputy Sheriff's Association are still in negotiations with the county over a wage and benefit package, trying to get it going. The economy's coming around a little bit. They haven't had a wage increase since 2007. 2009, they ended up giving concessions, giving up raises, and also giving up their retirement to where they pay that, which was a 9% hit to their income as well. So we've seen that. And so if you just go with 2% since 2007, you're talking 6 years. That's just a cost of living increase of 12%, which they fall a little bit farther behind. It's been a big issue for recruiting and retaining people. We see people leave for other agencies or applying for other agencies, and some people get in the hiring process with us and say, you know, we can't afford to take the pay cut, and they're coming from other agencies. So the deputy sheriffs, the men and women that serve you, the citizens, day in and day out, 365, they're definitely overdue for a wage and benefit package increase, and hopefully that can get worked out between the county and the Deputy Sheriff's Association.
Okay.
Well, I have a question for you, Tom, and I'm sure you know, we ask the same for Barry because Mr. Tippin, and you know what it is to have such a you know a heavy weight and to be have the broad shoulders. What keeps you motivated?
Serving the citizens of Shasta County. I know it sounds a little bit cliche,
no,
but
it doesn't.
I really do.
We need to stop and look at that every now and then.
I enjoy my job. I enjoy serving people, enjoying being at work every day. I am definitely a workaholic guy. And,
are you?
Yes, I think I've only taken one vacation in 7+ years. I'm out and about in the community you know, three or four times a week with community events, and same on the weekends. And it's not about just, it's not glad handing, but it's out seeing people, hearing from them, hearing their concerns, because a lot, you go to these events and they say, hey, I have a question for you, or I have a concern. And that's where you hear about those things. And then I'm leaving, voicemail messages or contacting my staff. Hey, look into this, check on this. And that's important, that people have access to their officials, their elected officials, and can hear their, and somebody can hear their concerns and address them. And that's what it's about. And being involved in the community. I live here, work here, raised my kids here, and it's still about being involved here as well.
Do you feel that, being a public servant in these times, okay, I mean, I guess every year you could take a look at it and go, okay, man, this is heavy. There's a lot of stuff coming. You know, maybe 10,000 prison releases and the ones that just happened, you know, the, I think we're on our third tier now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, do you ever stop and think, you know, you maybe get to a point in your life where it's just like, you know, does it ever get you down?
Sure. I mean, it does. It grinds on you a little bit, but you just take a breath, keep moving forward. Again, I still enjoy doing the job that I do. Get out and about once in a while. If I am handling a call, the other day I was on the way home in the evening, probably about 6:37, heard some calls coming out of a suspicious vehicle. None of our units were in position. I went over there and handled that. Then there was like a report of a burglary in progress right after that. Again, units were out of position. I just went down there, handled that. On the way there, they were able to clear, met up with me there. So it's still just going out, doing the job, and serving the public.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that about
very
you.
Very much so.
Well, we're going to take a break when we come back. Our guest is Tom Basenko. You know, you can give us a call if you have a direct question for the sheriff this morning. 605-4567 is the hotline here at KCNR. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Vaught here on Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642.
Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. 73 degrees out there right now. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hey, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
Good morning.
Hey, Tom, I know you were, this is one of the things that's near and dear to your heart here. The Military Order of the Purple Heart is going to have a dove season warm-up.
Yeah, that's coming up. Dove season opens September 1st, always. But they're doing a little warm-up so you can get in preparation for it. They're having a sporting clay shoot out at Reading Gun Club on August 24th, this Saturday, from 9 to 1. And all proceeds that they're having go to help veterans and their families. And I know that Shasta County is a veteran-friendly, pro-veteran county there. What is it, Carl? $50
$50 and
come out.
Only 60 people.
And you get lunch with that, and that's being served by Mary's Pizza Shack.
Right.
And you can get a hold of Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading here. They have some tickets. I was in there the other day. Or you can get a hold of Bill Phelan, a.k.a. Gunny, that has tickets somewhat as well. What's the number?
241-6730. Or go to Mary's Pizza Shack. She's got them.
And so I think that'll be a great event for the people to go out dove hunting and get in shape for that to try and get those little birds.
Bring your own gun and shells.
Yep.
And you get trophies if you're good enough.
Yep. So I think that'll be a great event. And thanks to the Order of Purple Heart for putting that on, of course, and their service to our country.
Out in the county, response times?
Not uncommon, 20, 30 minutes. Could be longer depending on where you live or where we have to come from. We were just talking about that at the break. If there's a something going on out in, say, Palisadro, and the officers have to come from Happy Valley, if they were over on a call there, of course, you got, you know, 15, 20 minutes of driving time, and depending on traffic and conditions. Or if something goes on up in Shingletown, there's not 24-hour coverage up there. The officer isn't up there all the time. That means a drive, again, from Reading area up to Shingletown, which can be 20, 30 minutes, depending on where it is in Shingletown. Bernie, the officers aren't on duty 24 hours a day there, so there could be some call-out time and driving, and then, of course, they have some harsh weather conditions in the wintertime. So those response times can get up there. It's not like here right in the city of Reading. They have quite a few officers on, down from what it used to be, but they do have officers on, and it's in a concentrated area. But even then, if the city of Reading is about 90 square miles, yeah, so they still have big, a fair amount of coverage as well.
Bridges they have to cross and all that.
Right.
The murder that was out there in Shingletown.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best guess about this guy? Is he laying dead in the forest someplace?
We have no evidence, to support that. Of course, they're still looking in Humboldt County. The United States Marshal's, office is, working on the case very diligently. They've actually upped the ante to put him on their, most wanted, top 15, I think they call it. And, that added, $15,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. And then locally, there's a $10,000 reward through secret witness, upping it to about $25,000, I believe.
We're talking about the guy who killed his wife.
Shane Miller, who killed his wife.
And his children.
And two young children. And now they found his vehicle a short time thereafter in Humboldt County in the Shelter Cove area.
With the dog, right?
With the dog there, a little dash hound type dog. But they're still looking for him. Excuse me. We had officers following up on some leads as early as last week, again, leading back to the Humboldt County area. But they're still very diligently working on that case, and
that's
we'd love to get him
in custody. Yeah, that's a very tough area in Humboldt County. Yeah. It's up and down.
What a tough case, though.
It is.
To come in on a scene like that is just beyond.
It was a horrific scene. Of course, you know, we had support there for our officers on what they had to see and work through. And then my hat's off to the Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey and his staff. They put together a full court press search effort, calling in other agencies with mutual aid from Alameda County, Sonoma County, and others to assist in the search. And we had personnel over there as well looking for this guy.
So in your estimate, you don't believe that he's dead. You believe that he could still be out
and,
there.
Until there's confirmation, tangible proof, right. Tangible proof that he is dead, we will continue the investigation and continue looking for him.
I just, it was, with all that work, you know, with all the manpower that was out there.
Yeah.
And,
but it's a pretty big remote area as well, and he was very familiar with it. He was born and raised over there.
Yeah, you can go underneath a tree and you never see anybody. Okay.
But, you know, we've been talking about the criminals too.
Yeah.
There's a cost to housing criminals. In the state of California, for the prison, that's about $165 a day to keep somebody in a hardwall prison.
Yeah, I thought it came out to, what'd they say, something like almost $50,000 a year per prisoner.
I don't have a calculator here, but
well,
165 times 365.
Yeah. It came out to like $50,000, and $12,000 of that, $1,000 a month is for medical care.
Yeah. It's
then,
a lot,
and then you go into, and then you get into how much you're paying the guards and,
yep.
and all that.
So we have to help with this AB 109 impact. We have contracts with five other counties: El Dorado, Del Norte, Lassen. I already named El Dorado, Mendocino. Don't have Butte; they have a full house down there. And but we have five, and we're getting ready for a sixth with the Nevada County.
Are they all cheaper than what it cost us?
They are a little bit cheaper. They range in price from about $69 a day up to about $90+ a day. And so our cost is about $130 a day in our jail. But we spend about $600,000 a year on these out-of-county beds, and that's through funding that we get through AB 109 to help with offender accountability. And we ship the people that are sentenced out of county if they're not making it on our work release program or violating GPS.
This new, we got to take a break here, but this new daycare center, this new care day center we have for the worst, was just opened up or is that opened up yet?
Which one?
The day center?
That's through Shasta County Probation, which is across
the...
That's opened up and going. I think they're serving about 25 or so AB 109ers through that, and that includes classes and getting registering assessments there. We have
how many can they take?
Up to 100, so they're building up to that.
How long has it been open?
February, March, something like that, March-ish. They're getting ready for an open house there. We have staff in there too, to where they can book people in that are turning themselves in for sentencing. So it's building up. We're getting ready to put in for a funding opportunity through the state to build another facility with some beds and services programs, again, to help accommodate this population. But it's very challenging times with that going on.
Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about Shasta College and that program.
Yeah, great.
I was very encouraged by that program. We'll be right back. On the bot.
Great.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
We want to do a shout out, all of us here, our dear friends, Tom, including you guys, to our good friends, Lori and Rick Goin. Happy 30th anniversary!
Happy anniversary.
How come, Lori, you look just as great as you did 30 years ago? What happened to Rick? Anyway, okay. Hey, happy anniversary.
I know they're listening.
I know they are. They do. They listen.
You know what?
All the time.
They are dear friends. They actually came to our wedding. And, when I say they actually did go back, with Carl and I, since the beginning. Wow. And, adorable. 6 months later, I ran into Lori at an event and she had, on her cell phone, it kept a picture of our grandson at the wedding. It was adorable. Yeah. But they've been very supportive of us, and we just want to say thank you. And you guys really represent what a great friendship inside of a marriage is and how you are in our with our community. They're wonderful.
Hey, we only got a couple minutes left.
One of the questions was, is the government providing military equipment to the law enforcement agencies?
Yes, there is a program called the 1033 program in which law enforcement can get military items, and that can include items such as aircraft, MRAPs, which is a anti-mine personnel carrier. We got
mine-resistant
armored vehicles.
Yeah, armored
we do have and obtained for free three Humvees. Armored Humvees, and that's for our SWAT team for transporting personnel and keeping them safe on SWAT missions.
Does it have a turret?
They do. We've taken the turrets off a couple of them and have a turret on one. We used them on the SWAT operation down in Anderson a month or so ago, and they were transporting our people there. And then, but other agencies can get them. You can get other. You can get, you name it. You can just about get it. Clothing and other things like that.
Can my militia group get these?
No. You'd have to buy it through through other military surplus, but law enforcement can.
Yeah.
The MRAPs are huge vehicles, weigh tens of thousands of pounds, and if you try and I think if you used them around here to drive around a house, you'd probably end up breaking through a septic tank or something like that with as much as they weigh.
I find it so amusing that we've come up with 2,700 to give out to law enforcement agencies, and we were begging for them in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well,
for
from
decades.
What I've heard, the 2,700 is being retained by the federal government, but there's others that are being given away.
Right.
And these vehicles, like an MRAP, is a very high maintenance type of vehicle too. Usually, they have a whole crew to go through and maintain some of these vehicles in the military, where we don't have crews to maintain them.
Hmm.
So they are costly. CCWs. There are a lot here in Shasta County. You can obtain one. You do have to go through an application process. You can get that online, submit it, gets reviewed. You have to have some fingerprints done. You don't have to pay all your fees at once. You have to get the instruction initially 12 to 16 hours. And you do have to show that you're a permanent resident of the county. That's a part of the law. And you can do that through a number of ways, but you do have to show that you're a permanent resident. You get an interview with my staff. There's a background check that has to be completed, a multi-page form by the state of California. And they will submit that fingerprints at to make sure you say who you are and there isn't any prohibiting crimes or anything on your record.
How much does it cost?
Initially, by the time you do your fingerprints, your training, and the application, it's over $300, but that includes your classes and everything. Classes is separate. You have to contract with an instructor that we have instructors' names. But, and they're good for 2 years, and then you do have to renew, and I think renewal's about $55, $65, something like that. We've had great that basically no CCW carrier ended up committing a crime with a gun, as long as I can remember, and that's a knock on wood that you're hearing there.
And we've got 5,000 of them and 200 in the line.
And you do. Sometimes people get picked up for DUI. Most of them don't have their gun with them when they're drinking, which is at least they're being responsible not having a gun, not being responsible by not drinking and driving.
Right.
But there's been that. But that comes up. And so that kind of sums it up in a nutshell of what was on the chat room coming up. And
thank you,
we're
Tom
coming up
Senko.
At the end of the hour.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, our Sheriff Tom
Always
Senko.
Enjoy it.
I know you had like 4 phone calls while we've been here, so and you're doing
starting to pick up.
Hey, Carl and DeBott, thanks for joining us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Tomorrow we're going to have George Runner on from the one of the insurance commissioners talking about fire tax, and Eddie McAllister talking about the 50th anniversary of the Martin Luther King speech. We'll be back tomorrow.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.
Fox News
people
Radio,
well.
I'm Lisa Brady. He stood at attention and showed no emotion. The U.S. soldier sentenced for leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents. He'll be up for parole much sooner than prosecutors wanted. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at Fort Meade in Maryland.
The sentence is 35 years confinement. With good behavior, Private Bradley Manning could be released after a third of that time is served. He's also been demoted, stripped of pay, and will be dishonorably discharged. The military judge had the option to hand down a 90-year prison term after convicting Manning on 20 counts, including violations of the Espionage Act. The former intelligence analyst avoided a guilty verdict on the most serious crime he faced, aiding the enemy. That would have carried a life sentence, Lisa.
Jared, the admitted Fort Hood gunman who's representing himself at his court-martial doesn't defend himself at all. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at Fort Hood.
Now, Lisa, Major Hassan decides to take his chances with the military jury without giving his side of whatever story he wants them to hear.